Welcome back to Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. As a novelist, Laura Lippman keeps a pace like the tempo she set meeting deadlines as a reporter for the Baltimore Sun. Lippman has published 21 novels in 18 years. But there was a curious gap in her signature series, the mysteries built around reporter-turned-private investigator Tess Monahan. Until last spring, we hadn't gotten a peek at Tess since 2011, when she was solving a mystery while on bed rest for a difficult pregnancy. Roughly the same time Tess became a mother, Lippman did too in real life. I sat down with Lippman last February when she published her 12th Tess Monahan mystery called Hush Hush. I asked whether motherhood had had something to do with the gap in the Tess list.
Tess's motherhood had something to do with it. The story of the girl in the green raincoat, while it was published 4 years ago as a novella, originally appeared as a serial in the New York Times starting in 2008. Mm-hmm. So it's actually taken me that long to come back to Tess. There is one short story on the side a couple of years ago that was the beginning of me grappling with the idea of Tess as a mother.
Why is that so hard?
The form in which I write demands a certain level of suspense, of risk for the main character. And I felt that a lot of readers would be troubled by a mother, specifically a mother, more so than a father, who took risk when she had a small child at home. Now, I teach writing every January. I take a week, and I teach in this fabulous writer's conference down at Eckerd College in St. Petersburg, Florida. I just finished my 10th year down there. And over the years, I had found myself telling my students that sometimes when you have a problem and you're trying to write around it, you produce something that's very disingenuous and fake. The problem, in a weird way, might be the solution. The thing you're trying to get away from might be the thing that you need to run straight toward. So instead of trying to devise a Tess Monahan mystery in which the child is off to the side and I try to pretend it's not an issue, I decided to make it the issue, to make parenthood, motherhood, the focus of this book, and to see what happened if I gave Tess a troubling case involving another mother, and B, just showed what it was like for her day to day trying to be a parent while having this job. And she is trying to be cautious and thoughtful and pragmatic and down to earth. She is not trying to put herself at risk in any way. But as Tess Monahan discovers, sometimes risk can find you anyway, even when you're doing the right things.
Okay, so listening to that, somebody would think, oh, this is a book about a mother. This is a very complicated mother.
Well, the mother that Tess Monahan has gone to work for, I believe at one point she says that she's every woman's nightmare, and she is. I should give credit.
Melisandre Harris-Dawes is
yes.
Her name.
This was inspired by a long ago comment by someone who has been very good to me over the years, Anna Quinlan. Anna Quinlan.
The columnist for the New York Times.
Yes, the columnist for the New York Times and Newsweek, novelist, terrific novelist. I believe she was writing for Newsweek when the Andrea Yates case happened, in which a woman in Texas killed all five of her children, a woman who was finally found to have been mentally ill at the time and was given a sentence on her second trial of not guilty by reason of insanity. And Anna Quinlan told this very moving story about one of the most difficult times when her three children were young and how frustrated and anxious and overmatched she felt by the situation. And she went on to say that most mothers, in their heart of hearts, when they hear a story such as the Yates story, if they're being really honest, it resonates with them, that they don't 100% recoil in horror and go, oh my God, how could that happen? That actually they understand that if you're mentally ill and dealing with problems like this, it could happen. That it's almost surprising it doesn't happen more often sometimes.
That's Laura Lippman here on Maryland Morning, WYPR, talking last spring about her newest Tess Monahan mystery, Hush Hush.
And that really stuck with me, and I thought it was fascinating. And I began doing some research into Yates. And I quickly found out that when she did win, she didn't win her freedom, but she at least had her criminal conviction overturned and is institutionalized to this day. Her roommate at the psychiatric facility where she was sent had also killed a child. Really horribly. I don't like to talk about it. It's very disturbing. Let's just say she killed her infant child. And she was released. She did however much time she did, and she went back to the Texas town where she was from, and she got a job at Walmart. And the local TV station decided to make that a news story. You know, child killer is now greeter at Walmart. She might not have been a greeter, but at any rate,
something like that.
People began flocking to see her. Like, she was a freak in some modern day freak show. And, you know, Walmart is not the villain here. They regretfully told her that she could not continue working there because of the disturbance. I was so moved by that story. The idea of, okay, you're already trying to come back from pretty much the worst thing I can imagine. That you've killed your child. It doesn't, you know, yes, you were mentally ill. Yes, it really wasn't you who did it, but you've already got to overcome that. And now you can't even have this little corner of privacy. But as I often do when I'm thinking about something, I think, okay, now let's flip it. What happens if a woman who's done this invites the attention, wants the attention, is powerful in the way that you're powerful if you have money and standing? What if she forces us as a society to have the conversation? And that's where Melisandre came from, a woman who 10 years out has decided, I want to talk about what happened to me. I want to tell my story. I want other women to admit that I'm not a monster, that I'm not someone who can be written off, that I'm human, and that what I did could happen to a lot of people.
And so she commissions a documentary, and on page one, we are plunged immediately into the transcript of an interview that's being done for this documentary. You're married to writer and producer David Simon. I'm envisioning that there was some point where you were on some movie set or TV set where you thought, now that would be a good technique to clue readers into points they need to know about the fact. I can pull them into these interviews.
You know, I think the reason I decided to use the documentary format is because I really like documentaries. And also, to be really honest, I like some reality TV. And I've become really conscious about the way that reality TV does sometimes cast a shadow on more serious documentary work. I mean, that's a theme I have a lot of fun with in the book, where poor Harmony, the director of this very serious documentary about which she already has ethical qualms, is constantly explaining to people, this is not a reality show. You know, she goes about getting her releases and clearances. She has to keep explaining to people about what she does. So no, I think it just came out of my own real and very genuine affection for documentary. And, you know, probably my reporter past.
Laura Lippman, her latest novel, published last spring, is a Tess Monahan mystery called Hush Hush, out in paperback next week. Lippman has won several more awards since we spoke in February, and 4 weeks from Sunday, she'll be speaking about Hush Hush at the Baltimore Book Festival. I'm Sheila Cast. Maryland Morning is an original production
of your public radio,
WYPR,
in Baltimore.
The show is produced by Jonna McCone
and Connor Graham.
We have production help from
Christy Forrest
and Scott Seiss.
Nathan Sterner directs and engineers.
Coffee for our guests provided by Zeke's Coffee in Lauraville. On the web at ZEKESCoffee.com.
I'm Tom Hall.
And I'm Sheila Cast. On this day in Maryland history, 1963, the Gwin Oak Amusement Park in Woodlawn was desegregated. Baltimore County Executive Spiro Agnew negotiated a desegregation agreement with the park's private owners 6 weeks after hundreds of black and white protesters had been arrested for defying segregation rules. We're back Monday. Please join us.